Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Little Good Wolf. Little Good Wolf. Kind of sounds like that might be the opposite of a big bad wolf, don't you think? The story was written by Janet Stevens and Susan Stevens Crummell, and I think it might be full of interesting things. Shall we discuss? Mm-hmm. Let's go for it. Today's story, Little Good Wolf, is read by Mommy and... What's your name? What do we call you? Who are you?
Everybody knows my name. I've been in two other books.
You've been in two other books? Who are you?
Dr. Scum, of course.
Dr. Scum? Well, it sounds like you might be a mad scientist. So why don't you tell me if you know how mad or evil the big bad wolf is. Do you know if he's evil?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, let's see about this little good one.
Oh, and by the way, AI has already taken over the world.
AI has already taken over the world. Oh, my goodness.
What are you recording this on?
Oh, dear. The things you say, you mad scientist, you. yes. Well, buckle up here because we're going to learn about a good wolf. Shifting gears. What do you say? Here we go. Once upon a time, deep in the big bad forest, there lived a family of wolves. But they were not happy.
Our son is hopeless, groaned Papa Wolf.
And we've tried everything, moaned Mama Wolf. Time out, extra chores, no dessert, nothing works.
He takes baths, he plays with piggies, he cleans his room, he brushes his teeth, and he even reads bedtime stories by himself.
Oh, well, he sounds delightful. Don't you think?
I guess.
Impossible, cried Papa Wolf. We are big bad wolves, and you are good? A little good wolf? You will never fill my big bad shoes.
But, Papa, you don't wear shoes,
replied Little Good Wolf.
I mean you'll never be like me,
yelled Papa Wolf.
I'm sorry,
said Little Good Wolf.
Big bad wolves don't say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I said I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Cried Papa Wolf.
There's no choice, Mama Wolf sighed. We must send him to bad school.
Bye, Mama and Papa,
says Little Good Wolf, as we see Little Good Wolf getting on the bad school bus, which appears to be on fire. Oh, I hope he's okay. So off went Little Good Wolf on the big bad bus to the rottenest, nastiest, and most horrible school the world has ever known, the big bad school.
So you must be the new student,
snorted Prince A. Bull.
You're late. Giant is waiting.
Uh-oh. So lesson one has basic badness and the teacher is a giant? Friends, when we turn the page, he takes up two whole pages. This guy is a big giant and he says,
Fee, fi, fo, foo, I smell you, a good wolf. Ew.
Hello, Mr. Giant,
said Little Good Wolf.
Wow, what nice big feet you have.
All the better to stomp you with,
roared Giant.
Wow, what a nice big club you have, Mr. Giant.
All the better to whomp you with.
Wait, I have an idea.
Little Good Wolf grabbed a ball and tossed it in the air.
Whomp this instead of me.
Giant swung. Whomp! Little Good Wolf clapped.
What a hit! You could play baseball for the Giants! Wouldn't that be fun?
Stop!
Cried Prince A. Bull.
No fun allowed at bad school. Next lesson.
Oh, dear me. Lesson.
I've already graduated like 12 times. My AI buddies are already starting the ambush.
Oh, boy. Lesson number two is the bad attitude. The teacher is this wicked stepmother, and the teaching assistants are the wicked stepsisters.
Now, pay attention, Wolf,
snapped wicked stepmother.
To be truly bad, you must be rude, selfish, and a slob.
I really don't want to be bad, you know.
Make messes, then demand others clean up. Never make your bed, never pick up your clothes, never put your toys.
Give me that dress,
interrupted one wicked stepsister.
It's my dress. You lost yours,
said the other.
Where's my doll? I can't find anything in this mess. It's your fault.
Wait, I have an idea.
Little Good Wolf sprang into action.
Hang up dresses, fold the shirts, toys on shelves, puzzles here, dolls there. Now you know exactly where everything is and what belongs to whom. Doesn't your room look tidy?
Oh dear, he has fixed everything in their room.
Stop!
Yelled Prince Abel.
No tidiness allowed at bad school. Next lesson.
So lesson number three is bad manners, and the teacher is a troll.
Gobble, gobble, yum, 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 slurp. Eat it as fast so you can burp.
Troll said before shoving a whole slice of pizza into his mouth.
Excuse me, Mr. Troll, does your pizza taste good?
Asked Little Good Wolf.
Oh, I don't know,
Troll answered.
Wait, I have an idea. Take a small bite and chew it slowly,
said Little Good Wolf.
Taste the creamy cheese, the spicy sauce, the crunchy crust. You'll have more food in your tummy and less on your face, which is much more polite.
Stop!
Screamed Prince Abel.
No politeness allowed at bad school. Next lesson.
The next lesson is bad behavior, and the teacher is a dragon.
I'd be good at that.
You would? Yeah, I believe in you.
Dog man can't stand anything I do.
Huffing and puffing are essential skills, especially for big bad wolves,
instructed Dragon.
Blowing down houses is a must. Fire breathing is for fun, see?
You really do light things up,
cried Little Good Wolf.
Wait, I have an idea. Just think one whoosh, and you could light a full cake of birthday candles. You'd be the life of a party.
Stop!
bellowed Prince Abel.
No parties allowed at bad school. That's it. You're expelled.
So school's out for you, says the sign.
Parties are allowed because mess parties.
Oh, yes.
Wreck parties.
That's true. The wicked stepmother did say that she liked to make messes.
Parties where you destroy
everything. When the big bad bus came to take him home, Little Good Wolf was nowhere to be found. The forest grew deeper and darker as he walked, alone and afraid. He couldn't go home. But where could he go?
Having a bad day?
Old Hag appeared suddenly from the darkness.
How did you know?
Asked Little Good Wolf.
Bad news travels fast,
she replied.
Can I help? It's hopeless,
Little Good Wolf said.
No one likes me the way I am. They want me to change. I see. But would you change? If you could?
Little Good Wolf sighed.
I want Papa and Mama to love me.
Old Hag held up a glossy red apple.
One bite and good turns to bad. One bite and Little Good Wolf becomes Little Bad Wolf, the apple of his papa's eye. But,
she warned,
you must be careful. This apple also works the other way. One bite and bad becomes good.
Little Good Wolf didn't know what to do.
Come, my pretty, take the apple.
Little Good Wolf held the apple to his mouth. Old Hag leaned closer and said,
one big bad bite.
Suddenly afraid, Little Good Wolf quickly turned and ran into the forest. With every step, Little Good Wolf thought of how much he missed his mama and his papa. What he didn't know was that his mama and his papa missed him too. In fact, their big bad hearts were broken.
Oh!
Papa Wolf called into the darkness.
Howl!
Little Good Wolf howled back, called back, following the sound, until he could see the lights of their house through the trees.
Mama, Papa, I'm home.
They cried, they hugged, they jumped for joy.
We missed you, Little Good Wolf,
said Papa Wolf and Mama Wolf.
We missed you so much that we actually did some good things. You did?
Yes, answered Mama Wolf.
I caught a piggy and I didn't eat him. I kissed him.
And I combed my teeth,
added Papa Wolf.
You don't comb your teeth, Papa, you brush them.
Everyone laughed.
We love you, son,
said Papa Wolf and Mama Wolf,
just the way you are.
Little Good Wolf smiled.
I love you too.
And deep in the big bad forest there lived a family of wolves, different, interesting wolves, and they all lived happily ever after. Or did they? The last thing we see in the book, friends, is that beautiful shiny red apple laying in the woods unattended as three very sweet, I guess four very sweet looking animals, a pig, a sheep, and a bunny, look at it hungrily. I hope they don't eat it. It turns good things bad, just as it turns bad things good. And that would be quite an interesting story, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And that is also...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.